This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 100,000 people have fled Rafah in southern Gaza as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to widen Israel's assault despite a U.S. warning. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The United Nations says about 110,000 people have fled Rafah in southern Gaza, and food and fuel supplies in the area are critically low, and all crossings into southern Gaza remain closed, cutting off supplies and preventing medical evacuations and the movement of humanitarian staff. Some 1.3 million Palestinians, over half Gaza's population, had sought refuge there. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday that a U.S. threat to withhold some weapons would not deter Israel from expanding its offensive in Gaza. A limited Israeli operation earlier this week captured the Gaza side of Rafah's border crossing with Egypt, throwing relief operations into crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The chief Israeli military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said in a briefing on Thursday the Israeli armed forces had sufficient munitions for Rafah and, quote, other operations that are planned. Israel has said victory in the seven-month-old conflict would be impossible without taking Rafah. The UN General Assembly is expected to vote on Friday on a resolution that would grant Palestine new, quote, rights and privileges and call on the Security Council to favorably reconsider its request to become the 194th member of the United Nations. The United States vetoed a widely backed council resolution on April 18th. This is VOA News. Chad has ordered the immediate deployment of troops to maintain peace after provisional results of Monday's elections. Moki Edwin Kindezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
According to the provisional results, transitional president General Mahamat Dapi is the official winner with 61.3% of the votes, more than the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Members of the opposition and the public say they are surprised Orange published the figures in 3 days instead of 15 days after the voting as stated in the electoral code. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Hopes are fading for 44 construction workers buried for days in the rubble of a building that collapsed in South Africa. Authorities said Friday that rescuers are now faced with the challenge of moving thousands of tons of concrete with heavy machinery to see if there are any more survivors. The death toll has risen to 9, and 21 of the 28 workers rescued from the site are in critical condition or have life-threatening injuries. The five-story building that was under construction collapsed on Monday in the city of George on South Africa's south coast. Britain's economy grew by the most in nearly 3 years in the first quarter of 2024. It brought to an end the shallow recession and entered in the second half of last year and beat analyst forecasts. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Official data said gross domestic product expanded by 0.6% in the 3 months to March. That was the strongest expansion since the fourth quarter of 2021, when it grew 1.5%. Friday's data was welcomed by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak ahead of an election. He said the economy had turned a corner. The opposition Labour Party accused Sunak of being out of touch and said it was not time for what they called a victory lap.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. An Australian judge on Friday extended a ban on social media platform X, allowing videos of the stabbing of a Sydney bishop in a church last month, after government lawyers condemned the company's free speech argument for keeping the graphic images circulating. The April 15th attack led to terrorism-related charges for the alleged attacker, a teenager, and triggered a riot outside the church. X is alone among social media in fighting a notice from Australia's eSafety Commission to take down the video of the attack during a service streamed online. I'm Joe Ramsey.